I'd like to welcome all our guests this morning. We thank you for joining us. This morning we're going to look at a text in which Jesus continues to tell us about the kingdom of heaven using parables, illustrations that we in today can understand. And with this, we will find out that we are also part of that kingdom. And we perform the functions that Christ performed as his body. We are his body. We do not do this for credit. We don't do this because it makes us more holy. We do it because it is who we are. Because we are part of that kingdom of heaven. And therefore, we are children of God. And because of this, I can bring you greetings of grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our text comes from Matthew chapter 13, verses 1 through 33, and then 44 through 52. And I would ask, as you are able, to please stand for the reading of the gospel. Reading in Jesus' name. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all seeds, but when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs, and becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof." Another parable spake he unto them, "The kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven, which a woman took and hid 3 measures of meal, till the whole was leavened." And verse 44, "Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a treasure hid in the field, that which, when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field. The kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant seeking goodly pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a net that is cast into the sea and gathered of every kind, which, when it was full, they drew it to shore and sat down and gathered the good into a vessel, but cast the bad away. So shall it be at the end of the world. The angels shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the just, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire, and there shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Jesus saith unto them, Have ye understood these things? And they say unto him, Yea, Lord. Then said he unto them, Therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven is like unto that man, is a householder, which bringeth forth out of his treasure things new and old." Amen. Please be seated. Jesus starts talking about the mustard seed. And he presents this parable, "The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field. And this is smaller than other seeds. But when it is full grown, it is larger than the garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and nest in its branches." Now, those of us who understand or have seen a mustard seed, we realize it's about the size of the head of a pin. It's not an impressive seed. It's a little round thing. And in fact, it really doesn't get into a big tree if you actually look at it. I thought this was interesting because I was trying to figure all this out. And so I started looking up what mustard looks like. But I also found out that mustard is very prolific, in that it grows very fast and covers the ground very quickly because of all the seeds that it brings, and it gets into a massive brush that's about so high. Not a lot in comparison when we think of trees to like a big white pine or a hemlock tree, or, you know, for those of you who've been down to Camp Lottie, that big old yellow birch tree. You know, it's just a bunch of brush. But what's interesting here is how Jesus describes this plant. Because it does protect birds of the air. Because the branches are so close together and it becomes such a mass that birds can find shelter within its branches, can build nests. And this is the thing that we have to look at as we do this. What does Jesus mean like this? We as believers are the kingdom of heaven. It is at hand. It is now. We talked about this last week. The kingdom of heaven is at various stages. Not that it's not whole and complete, but some of us are very new in our belief. Some of us have been around and are quite mature in our belief. And so, we as the kingdom of heaven are to offer protection to whoever would come within our midst. And this is the thing I think that Jesus is really getting at. I studied and I looked, and this is not a great impressive plant. I used to think when I was first reading this as a kid that you planted that little mustard seed and it grew into this huge, massive tree. Well, you don't hear a mustard wood. But when you deal with this, it does become very impressive because it covers the ground. And it certainly becomes impenetrable to large creatures. And so, birds are able to take shelter within that bush. And so it is with us. We don't need to be big and impressive and large and the best. We just offer protection to all of those who come within our midst. We show them hospitality. We love them and we care for them. We really see that we are to take care of all in our next parable. Because our next parable talks about the kingdom of heaven also. The kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal, till the whole was leavened. Now I know that many of you are able and understand the baking of bread. This is not all that difficult. Now, for some of us who think getting bread is going to the store and grabbing a thing off the shelf, we got to explain this a little more. Because this is not as an everyday occurrence as it was in Jesus' day. Jesus is telling his audience something that every one of them understood. Because they saw it happen in their homes very, very often. It was an experience that they would understand. A woman or the mother of the house would take a small measure of leaven, put it in some warm water, maybe with a little sugar, at least that's how it happened in my grandmother's house, and let it stand for a while and activate. And it'd start bubbling in a little dish. And then she'd put flour and all her other ingredients into a big old bowl, and she'd add that leaven in there. And then she'd work it all in. Well, you couldn't even see the leaven anymore. You couldn't see the yeast. It all looked like flour. But over time, as she sat it in the warm window and the sun came through, she always made bread about the same time of day, and she sat it in the window, and the whole of the dough would start to rise. Now this, to me, really explains the kingdom of God. Because what you're dealing with is we are to be mixed in to the world. We're the leaven. We're the ones that go out there and we make the world palatable. We make it a better place. Now it's very interesting because the text or the scripture reading that I read from this morning is the scripture reading that I used at the youth event over the convention when I preached there. And it really talks about our victory over this world. You see, many times we in the church think that we have to separate ourselves from this world. That there's something out in the world that's gonna make us, make God not love us if we come in contact with this. Something that's gonna actually separate us from the love of God. And that's a lie. Straight from the pit. We can be mixed into the whole of the lump of dough. And this is what Paul says. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? And actually, he says before this, he says, if God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for all of us, how shall he not also, with him also, give us freely all things? Now this is the deal here. We worry about somehow that we're going to be separated from God. That is certainly not anything that we should worry about. Are you singing Me Under at this point? When you deal with this whole thing, we come to this point and we think that we in the church must separate ourselves from the world somehow. No. Jesus Christ says it here in this parable. We're to be mixed in with the world. We're supposed to be in all places. And the world cannot hurt us. Nothing that has been created can hurt us. And the scary part when you look at this, and I know people don't like to hear this, but sin can't even separate us from the love of God. Because He took care of it. He sent His Son to die on the cross and to shed His blood to wash away the sin of the world. See, this is the thing that we have to come to and we have to understand. Because we are afraid to live in this victory. We're afraid of all of these things. Just shut the CD player knob all the way down. Okay, I gotta get back to where I was. This is difficult. As I was saying, there's nothing that can hurt us. There's nothing that can separate us. And Paul says this in our scripture reading. He says, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors.
Well,
doesn't mean we just partially make it. This is means we are more than conquerors. We are world champions. We are the best. We take care of everything. Think about that. And he goes on to list all these things that we're afraid of. For I am persuaded that neither death's not going to separate us. Life's not going to separate us. Nor angels, nor principalities. Principalities, Satan's not going to separate us. None of these things, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. What are we afraid of? go out there and mix into this world. Go out and spread this love. We get so worried about what we do, who we act like, that we forget who we are. We are the children of God. We are loved by the Creator of this world. And we are sent, as earlier in our text from Romans says, to do His business.
Support our church and the ministry and the different things that the ministry is involved in.
But if you're He has guest, prepared these things that we should walk in them.
You want us to be our, we want you to be our guest this morning, so please don't worry about that.
As the yeast is mixed into the whole of the lump of flour, we too are to be mixed into the world out there. They cannot hurt us. The problem is with us. Because we don't believe it. We think that somehow our actions or what who we come in contact with are going to make God not love us. That's silly. We either believe the gospel and we believe what Paul has told us here, or actually are we really believers in Christ at all? He either overcame it all or he didn't. And this is the understanding that we finally have to get ourselves to. Because he goes on in our next parables to tell us how much we are worth to Jesus Christ. The kingdom of heaven, verse 44, is like a treasure hidden in a field which a man found and hid, and from the joy over goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Now we think that's us. We found heaven and we found Jesus and we're going to go sell everything we got. Anybody sell everything they got? No, what this really explains is who Christ is. Christ saw us as such a treasure that he gave up everything that he had. He came down from the perfect place, from heaven itself, at the right hand of God, came down here and bought and purchased us. He went to the cross and shed his blood for the forgiveness of our sins. Jesus Christ saw us as a treasure. The kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking a fine pearl, and upon finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, the same meaning. God saw us as something of great value, you and I. And he sold all that he had that he would go out, or that he would purchase us by the blood of his Son. And then we get the last parable in this, really telling us about the world. And kind of telling us about what we heard of last week. He says, "And again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net cast into the sea, gathering fish of every kind. And when it was filled, they drew it up on the beach and sat down and gathered the good fish into containers, but threw the bad away. And so it will be at the end of the age. The angels shall come forth and take out the wicked from among the righteous and will cast them into the furnace of fire, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Now we get all worried about this. But you see, the gospel of Jesus Christ, the kingdom of heaven, is just like this net. We cast it into the sea. We cast it into all of humanity. We cast it into the world. And that's what God has done. And we gather everybody together. There's no separation at this time. None whatsoever. And he brings that net up onto the shore. And who separates them? The angels. Not us. We are not to separate people out in this world. That is not our calling. That is not our job. Our job is to bring the gospel to people. To tell them of God's love for them. To show them love as we have been shown it. And to let people know that God loves them. Just as we know God loves us. And then he asked the question, have you understood all these things? And they said, yes. And he said to them, therefore, every scribe who becomes a disciple of the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household who brings forth out of his treasure new and old things. He goes out and brings out all of his things. He doesn't hang on to the old, and he doesn't hang on to the new for himself. He goes out and he shares it with all. We have a tremendous treasure. We have the understanding that God sent his only begotten Son to shed his blood for the forgiveness of our sins, has justified us and raised us up to be his children. That's our new treasure. We're to go spread that. To go share it with the world and not be afraid of them. God has promised to care for us. We're not to separate who we share this with, but it is for all mankind. And this is what the kingdom of heaven is. It's us. Sheltering those that come within our midst. It's us being mixed in with the world so that we can share and make the world a better place. And it's us realizing that we have victory and we can make the world a better place because we serve God Almighty. And in the end, will there be a separation? Absolutely. But He will take care of that. Not us. Our job as children of God is to spread the net, to tell people the gospel, and to share the love of God. In Jesus' name, amen.